Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, and our guest for tonight, the celebrated recording artist, the Milthurst Trio. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers continue their triumphant tour of the United States. In Chicago, the mayor gave them the Golden Key. In Minneapolis, the mayor gave them the Golden Gopher. And in San Francisco, the mayor gave them the Gate. From Washington, D.C., they now play Missouri Waltz.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze saying hello for the Spotlight Review from Washington, D.C., where the women are all beautiful and the men are all presidential candidates. Now I'd like to introduce... Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Jonze, but are you interested in a novelty act for your show?
Why, certainly. What have you got to offer?
Well, I got a chicken that sings like Andy Russell.
Now, wait a minute. How can a chicken sing like Andy Russell?
He listens to his records.
Isn't that awful? I wonder how he got that wacky.
I listen to your records.
Touché, old boy. And right now, it's my pleasure to introduce the Park Avenue hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Good evening, everybody. Hello, Spike. How do you like Washington?
Oh, wonderful, Dorothy. I played here before, you know. What memories. Every time I think of Washington, it brings a lump to my head. And so many people here. Gosh, I was standing in front of the Pentagon building, and I noticed that 50% of the people were women.
What were the other 50%?
I didn't notice. But, you know, Dorothy, there's a famous statue here to my grandfather, the Admiral Total Jones. It was to him that Admiral Dewey made that famous statement. You may fire, Gridley, when you are ready.
What happened?
My father was ready, so he fired Gridley. But, Dorothy, tell me, how do you like Washington, huh?
Well, Spike, it's sort of overcrowded. I had trouble finding a room in the hotel.
Gee, I didn't have that trouble. As a matter of fact, only today I was offered a room with a north, south, east, and west exposure, but I turned it down.
You turned down a room with four exposures?
Sure. Who wants to sleep in a revolving door? Dorothy, would you like me to show you some of the sights tomorrow?
Well, I'm sorry, Spike, but my grandpa's coming here to do just that.
Your grandpa? Coming all the way up here? Dorothy, he's about 90 years old. You think an old man like that should make such a long trip?
Old man? Spike, you don't know Grandpa. He's changed. Let me tell you about it.
Grandpa's getting younger every day. Shaved his whiskers off and bought a new toupee. Everybody's heard the news that he's even wearing shoes since he met the Widder Brown the other day. Grandpa's getting younger every day. Why, he even went and threw his cane away. And he wants the world to know he's the mountain gigolo, and he doesn't give a darn what people say. In a cabin in the mountains in Virginia, far away, lives my grandpa, dear old grandpa. Though he's old, he's not too old to play. Grandpa's getting younger every day. For the shape he's in, he really does okay. He's got water on the knee, and he's almost 93. But my grandpa's getting younger every day. Grandpa's getting younger every day, and he says you'll have to blame it on my youth. He meanders through the hills, picking yellow daffodils. It's amazing, but so help me, it's the truth. Acting like a kid of 17, see him reading True Confessions magazine. And it builds up his morale just to see a kind of gal. It's the standest doggone sight you ever seen. Grandpa used to like a game of chess, but he's grown a mite too young for that, I guess. 'Cause he'd rather cut a rug like a frisky jitterbug. Oh, my grandpa's getting younger every day.
And Dorothy, it's that kind of thing that helps keep Grandpa young. Come now with the City Slickers to a cabaret in Paris, where Mimi does the can-can, and you hear gay laughter and songs of love. Paris, the city that gave us singers like Jean Sablon, Charles Trenet, and Maurice Chevalier with their heart-throbbing songs of romance. However, many of us would appreciate these songs more if we knew what the words meant. So as we present a classic French favorite, featuring Monsieur Freddy Morgan, I will endeavor to translate the words. Monsieur, if you please.
Parlez-moi d'amour, redites-moi des choses tendres.
Oh, see the cow.
No, no, speak to me of love.
Oh, see the cow, speak to me of love.
Monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre.
The cow has brown eyes.
No, monsieur, tend the wells of love and hold me in your arms. Oh.
The cow has brown eyes and loves to hold me in her arms.
Je ne sais pas qu'est-ce qu'il dit. Pourvu que toujours vous répétez ces mots suprêmes, je vous aime.
The cow eats grass.
Non, monsieur, vous avez tort. Listen, and whiskers, I love you, I love you, I love you.
The cow eats grass and the cow loves me.
Look, monsieur, let's forget the cow. Amour, amour, amour has to do with a beautiful girl. Just imagine, I have a beautiful blonde hair. Blue eyes. A gorgeous figure. And luscious red lips.
Yes.
What am I?
Who cares? Kiss me.
Thank you.
jingle bat, jingle bat, jingle bat. I don't want her, you can have her, jingle bat for me. Hey!
That music was wonderful, but where did you ever get the idea you could translate French?
Dorothy, please, when it comes to the French language, I know a thing or two.
Oh, yes? Parlez-vous français?
That's not one of the two things I know.
Well, I do admit that you know music.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to music that's really popular, I know of none better than that of our guest, Milford.
Thanks, everybody. Hello, Dorothy. Hi, Spike. I appreciate your invitation to the Spotlight Review. Or, as they say in Spanish, gracias, señor y señorita. Understand?
Well, when it comes to the Spanish language, I...
Spike! Anyway, Milch, you've got a great musical combination.
I think Spike has, too. But how did you get your combination?
Well, when I started out, I took the clarinet from Tommy Dorothy, the saxophone from Benny Goodman, and the bass fiddle from Xavier Cugat.
What did you get?
90 Days. But I wish I could play the organ like you can.
Did you ever try?
Yeah, once a long time ago, I even gave a concert. When I played Roses of Picardy, the people threw roses at me. When I played Lily of the Valley, and then the people threw lilies at me. But I made a big mistake.
What was that?
Well, I never should have played Rockabye Baby.
Well, anyway, Milk, I'm sure the folks want to hear you get out with the organ.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Milk Hurst Trio, and a new one dreamed up by Milk Hurst, the Hurstquake Boogie. Judging by the way they're buying your other records, this should be a knockout. Milton Earth will be back just as soon as the organ can catch its breath. Right now, here's Joe King.
When you run into a friend on the street, you look around for a fountain or that familiar red cooler, and you say, "Let's have a Coke." When you're driving and stop for gas, you're glad to see a Coca-Cola cooler at the service station. It means you can drive refreshed. When you're at a dance or a party, the pleasant refreshment of Coca-Cola makes a good evening even better. Yet, ice-cold Coca-Cola costs you only 5 cents. Mighty little to pay, you'll agree, for the pause that refreshes.
Spotlight now turns to... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Jones. You remember me. I'm President of Spike Jones Fan Club, and we love you, and I followed you all the way here to tell you we listen to all your broadcasts. You're simply perfect, and you think you should run for president? Why should you be an exception? And my name is... Georgie.
Glad to see you. Georgie, what is it this time, little boy?
Would you care to hear a poem in your honor, which I have manufactured?
Well, how can I stop you without getting my skull fractured? Go ahead.
Okay. To Spike Jones, I am fortunate, so fortunate to gaze upon your figures. I am happy here to say you're one of nature's fairest creatures. You're a person of great stature, and I deem it a sacred ritual to shake you by the hand and say, "I'm very glad to meet you all."
Somehow he doesn't sound natural.
Spike, that was a cute poem of George's.
Yes, Dorothy, and you know I formed an attachment for him.
Oh, you have?
Yes, this attachment sits under a chair and gives 50,000 volts.
You know, Spike, I once formed an attachment to somebody, but nothing ever came of it.
Well, why not?
Well, you see, it was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things. One of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we'd thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. We'd thought of it, of the end of it, when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. Oh, goodbye, dear, and amen. It was great, but it was just one of those things.
Wonderful, Dorothy. Introducing now a young man who studied singing for 10 years and his health failed completely. That is, it failed completely to stop him from singing. And here he is, Doodles Weaver, Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you.
In honor of the approach of spring, I have selected a classical favorite to sing tonight entitled, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice, music maestro Eddie Chips, if you please, Red, Red Robin. When the Rob, Rob, Redden comes bed, bed, bobbing along. When the red, red wagon comes bob, bob, bedding along. When your red, red wagon comes bob, bob, bedding along. No, no. Maybe I better start again. When the red, red wagon comes bob, bob, bobbing along. A long, long trail of winding. There'll be no more stopping when he starts sobbing his old sweet song. Song? You know, I've written several songs myself. I wrote one entitled, She Used to Be David Copperfield's Girl, but now she's Oliver's Quilt. Ha! From the picture to Dickens, you say, wake up, you in the front row, wake up, hey. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot I was on the air.
wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Get up, the sun is red. It's early morning, time to jump from bed. Get outside, milk the cows.
I got a cow at home that gives four different kinds of milk. First way, grade A. Second stream, whipped cream. Third squeeze, cottage seed. Fourth circle, popsicle. Ha!
Live, love, laugh, and be happy. Well, if I've been blue now, I'm walking through fields of flowers and flowers. Rain may glisten, rain may even pour. What if it rains cats and dogs?
That's better than hailing taxicabs.
Ha! Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours.
Dumb, you know, that's me. Just sit around the house listening to the rain. Doesn't take much to amuse me, you know. Oh, the song, sorry.
I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again. Only now when the teacher keeps me after school, I like it. Singing a song. When the rob, rob, robin. When the dead, dead robin. No, the dead robin. No. When my head's a bobbin. When they all play dobbin. Dobbin, that's a horse. A horse. And there they go. Pat Page in his second, Linda and Wynette close, and Western Union is coming to the wire. Western Union to the wire. And when the Robin comes, bah, 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 bah.
Better than ever, Professor. And following along with the Professor's salute to spring, the Milthurst trio, Dorothy, Shay, and the Slickers, get into the swing with Bye Bye Blackbird, The Saucy Little Bird on Nellie's Hat, and Mockingbird.
Money, said the bird on Nellie's hat. Last night she said the same to Johnny Wise. Then to Nellie Willie whispered as they fondly kissed, I'll bet that you were never kissed like that. Well, they don't know Nellie like I do, said the saucy little bird on Nellie's hat. Caught a fish, what do you think of that? Said Nellie with a most bewitching look. You can bet he knows her business, said the bird on Nellie's hat. And Willie is the fish he's on a hook. Oh, it's 5 o'clock, said Willie, and he took her home. I'll bet you're never out as late as that. Well, they don't know Nellie like I do. said the saucy little bird on Nellie's hat.
Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you, friends, for your generous response. And we certainly hope you'll be back with us again at the same time next Friday night. Agreed, Dorothy?
Motion carried, Spike.
And Dorothy, you've been so very sweet, so I bought you a present.
For me? Well, quick, what is it?
Well, I wasn't sure whether you'd like the pink ones or the white ones or the black ones.
Well, Spike, I certainly hope you showed good taste.
I did. I bought you a box of assorted jelly beans.
Oh.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
With Dan August as guest playing his popular Oya Negra. Mike Jones and the City Slickers will do Slap It Out Again, Pa, and Dorothy Shay will sing the sample song. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station. The Coca-Cola Company salutes the 200 talented high school students comprising the All-State Orchestra now assembled in Allentown, Pennsylvania, under the direction of Donald Voorhees of the Telephone Hour for their annual music festival tonight and tomorrow night. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather each week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.